Very good morning to Dr. Ann Webster, Federal Member for Mallee. How are you?
Good morning, David. Good to be with you.
It's good to say. I've got to say this too. I've got to say that I had a look at a little bit of footage last weekend, and I saw a little bit of footage on social media with you and the Deputy Prime Minister kicking the footy around. Not a bad boot, yeah. I've got to tell you, Ann. Not a bad boot.
Look, my hip paid for it later. Can I tell you that?
Quietly. Yeah, I can understand that. How did you go getting him to trade in the old Steedon for the Sharon though, and going Aussie rules instead of rugby?
Well, look, I think we confused him momentarily, but he got on board and kicked his shoe off, and then had a kick with his sock. So there you go.
And booted it straight over your head too. I did notice that. But of course, the Deputy PM was in town last Friday. It was. How did that go?
Yeah, look, good. It was a flying visit. I know some people were a bit upset that we hadn't announced the trip. It had been put off three times. And when you're dealing with the DPM's office, and it was the same under Michael McCormack, you get very little warning. And it's a lot of work to set up meetings with stakeholders for particular issues. And the one I really wanted to make him aware of and engage with is the Murray Basin Rail project. So it was very important. We had a very good meeting with many, many stakeholders, and I'm really hoping now that we have furthered the cause again. So last year, under Michael McCormack, we received another $200 million that we gave to the Victorian government to ensure further works were done on the MBR, but more needs to be done. It's by no means where it needs to be.
Yeah, true. Understandable there. Look, it is good to see the Deputy Prime Minister in town, and you showed off too. I'd like to see you showing off the riverfront and the new sporting complex out there.
Yes.
Absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely great to see that.
He was very impressed. He couldn't believe how beautiful our river is, and the riverfront area, of course, which federal government has put significant funding into. So, no, it was a great visit. The sporting complex, I hear rumours that there are still issues with the floors, but they didn't seem to have a problem to me. So,
oh, good, good. That's right, because he had a hit as well, didn't he?
Yes, we had badminton.
That's right.
I've never done that before, so that was good as well.
Oh, beautiful. Excellent. Well, look, Australia Day just days ago. How did you go with Australia Day? I know that you were around about all sorts of places for Australia Day.
Yeah, look, I was actually in Mildura, and the Australia Day celebration, welcoming new citizens into Australia, is just an absolute privilege and a joy. And, you know, we are a great multicultural nation, and we embrace our various cultures and races, I think, incredibly warmly. And, it's just such a positive day. There were plenty of people out and about, and really good to see.
It was good to see. And just quickly, you're on the committee of, you're on one committee and you're chairing two others. Let's just quickly talk about the inquiry into social media and big tech. How is that going?
Yeah, look, we had a public inquiry yesterday. In fact, all day was talking to various people and groups. Yesterday, for example, eating disorders, and the impact of social media for vulnerable cohorts. It's an incredibly complex space driven by dollars. And my bottom line thought is that big tech, who has lots of money, are big talk. They talk about caring about and being concerned about and making social media platforms safe. But in reality, a lot of harm is also done. You know, the benefits of social media are incredible. We all enjoy them. But there is an element and a dark element that there needs to be serious work done, whether it's defamation, whether it's abuse, no matter what the problem is, we have got to deal with it. And it needs to be a collaborative approach. Government can put in place legislation, but big tech also needs to engage in self-regulation and managing the publishing component of their media platforms better than they have.
Of course, conversations continue around that, undoubtedly, Ann.
Mm, Absolutely. Well, that inquiry is certainly not done. I've just been going through my chair's report for the Human Rights Committee looking at the religious discrimination package of legislation. Lots of words there. And that is complex, but we're almost there, which is great. And the other one for me is regional newspapers and the part they play in Australian regional life and how important they are and what we need to do to ensure that there are that they are viable in whatever way, in whatever means and expression that they are, whether they move more to digital or whether hard copies, paper versions, are what regional communities really want.
It's a big question there. I get, in fact, they're all big questions there, aren't they, Anne?
Yes. Yeah, no, it's a bit of an intense time. And the inquiries for me have been going throughout Christmas, New Year, and we need to have reports done in the next few weeks. So, yep, no rest for the wicked, David.
That is what they say. I didn't. That you said it. I didn't say it. So that's fine. I can get away with that. That's good. You're saying it is true. Okay then. Look, thank you for your time, Anne, and we'll catch up again in a fortnight, undoubtedly.
Good on you. Thanks so much.